and knowing that we might have a little bit of attrition rate. I wanted to just briefly introduce our next speaker, George Etheridge. About a year and a half ago, by the grace of God and the blessing of His Eminence Archbishop Nathaniel, I became the parish priest at St. Raphael of Brooklyn Parish here at the center in the Castle Rouge neighborhood. And when I met with His Eminence briefly and asked him what I should focus on in my ministry, his words were very clear and brief, and he said, "I'm hoping and praying that St. Raphael Parish will be of some help in an active ministry with the neighbors." So a year and a half ago I came, and very, very shortly after my arrival, I met George Etheridge, I'd say within the first couple of months, who is the president of the Neighborhood Association at Castle Rouge. They have monthly meetings, and St. Raphael quickly became bona fide members of the association. But I would say this about George. I learned immediately, just by interaction, that I saw in him a good father, a good husband, and a good neighbor. And over time, we interacted face-to-face and over the telephone, discussing concerns in the neighborhood, whether it be much like other areas of the city, foreclosures and personal struggles that were going on with some of our neighbors, some of the areas of need. We grew to a closeness, a brotherhood, through this common work together. And it has been a great joy. It has been a learning experience for all of us. I have seen that in our desire to partner with our neighborhood community and our charter school next door, Detroit Leadership Academy, that some very exciting things are possible here in this wonderful area. So we hope to hear some good things from Mr. George Etheridge, and then following his presentation, we'll open to a short but productive panel discussion with our three speakers and perhaps some questions and input from our participants tonight. Thank you all for being here. Thanks especially to our St. Raphael community for hosting this event. It's been a real joy in preparing for this, and we're really looking forward to tomorrow. Being in the neighborhood, maybe George will share a little bit about the project we'll be doing tomorrow, and Mr. George Etheridge.
Thank you and good evening. Allow me to start off by saying I am not Orthodox. I know very little about Orthodoxy. However, I was born and raised into the Christian Church Disciples of Christ, and I am a servant of the church, and I am a servant of the community in which I live and which I love. Initially, when Father Paul asked me to speak, it was when he was brainstorming about this urban summit or urban mission summit back in December of last year. I was stalling, waiting for the rest of the food to get to our association meeting, and I was talking about all of the accomplishments and things that we had, and successes that our association had had that year. And at the time, Father Paul Alberts asked me to kind of recap that for this notion of an urban mission summit, which has materialized here in this wonderful event. Initially, I was going to do as I did then and improv and, you know, ramble off all of our accomplishments, but my wife told me not to do that. I'd be speaking for 2 hours. So I took the time to actually sit down and organize my thoughts and write down what it is that I wanted to convey to you and how it relates to urban missions. Doing that, my wife, being a school teacher, said, "Let me read it first." The first draft had lots of red. She eliminated all of my jokes, but she's here. She went and put Gabriel to bed, which is why you're able to hear the two first presenters. And, you know, it was interesting when Catherine first got up to speak, she was speaking on how she felt that all three presentations would be connected. And as I sat and listened to her and listened to Mr. Abernathy, I realized a number of connections. One, Mr. Abernathy and I for 2 years attended college just 15 minutes away from each other in West Virginia. And I thought that was a wonderful connection. And as it relates to Catherine, she lives in Chicago. I've been to Chicago. So allow me to start off by saying once again, good evening. And welcome to the Castle Rouge community. I'm George Etheridge, the Neighborhood Association President. And on behalf of the Castle Rouge Civic Association and our 825 households, three apartment complexes, three houses of worship, one school, and the several neighbors and association members that have been in and out this evening, I'd like to thank you all for making this journey to this community, to this city. I'd like to thank you all for your commitment to working in this community, and I'd like to thank you all personally for your commitment to urban ministry. We welcome you with open arms, and we promise not to work you too hard on tomorrow. But as always, there is lots of work to do to make, well, anything worth doing, you know, it's hard. And anything worth having, it's worth working for. Let me start off by telling you a little bit about Castle Rouge. The Castle Rouge community is one of the smaller, yet more stable neighborhoods within the city of Detroit. The first houses in Castle Rouge were built in 1927 on Riverview Street, which I reside on. My house was built in 1954. I'm proud to say I'm just the second family to live in that house. That shows a lot about our community and the steadfastness of the residents of our community. This church here was built in 1935 and has been a pillar in this community. And I believe you all are just the second residents of this wonderful facility. Well, the city of Detroit is 142 square miles. That's large enough for the cities of Manhattan, San Francisco, and Boston to fit within our city's borders with plenty of room to spare. Now, of that 142 square miles, Castle Rouge is less than 1 square mile. However, we are still able to boast within these horrible economic times with foreclosure, with unemployment, we're still able to boast a population growth, an increase of greater than 3% over the past 4 years. Some might say that our growth is due to the fact that you can buy a house in this neighborhood for less than $20,000. Granted, that's part of it. But there's plenty of inexpensive neighborhoods within the city of Detroit. There are plenty of inexpensive neighborhoods in neighboring townships with cheaper taxes than we're paying here. And some might argue with better services. So the question is, why do people gravitate towards Castle Rouge? It's because a community isn't just pretty houses or access to a freeway system. A community is a group of people that come together with a common purpose for the common good. That's what we have here in Castle Rouge, and that's what we're attempting to continue to grow and cultivate. Here in Castle Rouge, in this community, our residents have a sense of place. Now, my daytime job, I'm a city planner, and on Tuesdays and anytime after 5 p.m., I'm the Neighborhood Association President. But as a city planner, I like to take the approach of looking at this neighborhood or any neighborhood in terms of place, or as a city planner, what we like to call placemaking. Now, what is placemaking? Simply put, placemaking is making a memorable experience, some place that you want to be. Think about your own communities. What do you have? You have houses, schools, parks, churches, local businesses, but the most important thing that you have are people. All of these things contribute to placemaking. The one main thing about placemaking is that it must be community-driven. You can go out and you can design a community center, a community garden, a park, plan an event, but if no one from the community is invested in the process, no one will utilize what you've done. This neighborhood association was founded in 1978 by a group of women and men who saw the value of neighbors coming together and addressing issues such as blight, lack of recreational opportunities for seniors and young people, as well as a lack of city services. They started to meet monthly, allowing neighbors the opportunity to voice their concerns and opinions about what was going on in our community, as well as what they want to see in our community. Now, oftentimes, I feel that I personally receive far too much credit for the wonderful things that are happening in this community. Long before I knew that Casa Rouge even existed, this community had organized. They registered with the state of Michigan as a local nonprofit organization. As recently as this Wednesday of this week, I learned that this organization is registered federally as a federally tax-exempt organization. When the founders of this association drafted the bylaws and listed our mission, they listed it as connecting our community seniors and youth with programs and services, working with the city and other organizations to keep our neighborhood clean and safe, be it recreational, social, or welfare activities, like connecting a resident with a city department to get their streetlights turned on. That's what we do. We strive to improve the quality of life for our residents. So, how do we here in Casa Rouge achieve this? It is so important to educate the members of our community about what it is that we're doing. We send out emails. We post Facebook updates. We even tweet. We publish bi-monthly newsletters with information for the neighbors about things that are coming up, events, issues regarding crime, services that are offered by residents of this community as well as institutions in this community, such as the wonderful food pantry and clothing pantry that this facility has instituted. We also send out letters to our neighbors, some good, some bad. We write many letters to neighbors as it relates to city code infractions, informing them of the violations in a nice, polite way, because oftentimes they might not know. When this association was initially formed, that was something that they were really big on. They had a copy of the city code in hand, and if your grass was more than 3 inches tall, they were on you. But unfortunately, with the downturn in the economy, with the number of foreclosures, lots of things are, you know, falling by the wayside in terms of maintenance. But this community's demographics have changed. We still have a majority of homeowner-occupied residences. Again, we have 3 apartment complexes. We have 825 household structures. When I first moved here, the vacancy rate was 10%. In the 4 years since my family and I have moved here, that vacancy rate has decreased to 7%. So, you know, people, again, are moving into this community. They see the value in this community. They're buying houses for under $20,000 in this community. But the fact is that they're investing in this community and they're choosing to stay in this community. This year, we're going to be reinstituting the Beautiful Yard Contest, which is where property owners that have the best maintained yards will receive a Visa gift card. Just as a thank you from the Neighborhood Association for taking the time and putting in the care to making sure that their property is maintained and that our neighborhood remains beautiful. Every year, we publish a list of annual activities that we encourage our neighbors to participate in. We start off each year with our annual spring cleanup. We encourage neighbors to clean in front of their homes. We clean the storm drains. We pick up the trash. We clean out the alleyways. We maintain vacant properties. We board them up, cut the grass, pick up the trash. For the past 4 years, most of our focus has been on David Wilson Park, which we thank you all for agreeing to put in your sweat equity on tomorrow. When we initially adopted this park 4 years ago, it was forgotten by the city. The grass was overgrown. It was at least 4 feet tall. Trash was overflowing in the garbage cans. But since then, we've purchased new garbage cans. We pick up the trash weekly. We painted the playground equipment. We cut the grass, or rather we pay to get the grass cut. We really take pride in the jewels within our community. In exchange for our labors, we're able to use the park for our social events. You know, our park, this church, our local charter school, they're our places. These are our, you know, places, our placemakers. These are the things that make a community, that contribute to a community. It's the things that take place in this community with the people in this community that make Castle Rouge a place worth living. Over the years, we've drafted petitions as a community to get streets repaved, potholes filled, streetlights turned on, increased police patrol, drug houses raided, abandoned properties boarded up, traffic lights fixed, trash picked up, and blighted properties ticketed. The type of response that we get from our elected officials is because as a community, we stand together and speak as one voice about what it is that we want. We have a vision, and we have solidarity with that vision. I often say that it's up to us as a community to make this community what it is we want to be. In addition to the Neighborhood Association, we have a very active radio patrol, which is made up of the men and women of this community who volunteer their time, their resources, their gas at $3.75 a gallon, to patrol our streets and make sure that everyone is safe. When there are community meetings or when school is in session, our radio patrol is always out and around and looking out for our neighbors. The remarkable thing about this community with 825 households is that we're able to accomplish all of these things with an average of 35 to 45 households participating annually. We'd love to get those numbers up. We appreciate the volunteers that have come from this parish. However, we are extremely grateful for the volunteers and membership that we do have, because sometimes it only takes a few to make a difference. Our association's motto has always been bigger and better than the year before. The way we accomplish this is by interfacing with our neighbors, stepping out and speaking up when something is wrong, encouraging one another and challenging one another to be the change we want to see in this world, in our community, in our city. Thank you.